If I ask you, was that you I saw in town yesterday, you might say, no, it...
No, it wasn't.
It wasn't?
No, it wasn't me.
And if a woman wanted to buy a dress of a certain color, she'd take along a little square of cloth to use as a...
sample?
And she sees a dress that she likes a lot, she'd say the dress was very...
pretty?
Or if it's even better than that, she'd say it was just...
beautiful?
And what might you wear over her dress in the kitchen?
An apron.
And to sign your name in ink, you'd use a...
pen.
And to hold a baby's diaper in place.
Pen.
Do you pronounce those words the same?
I don't know, did I? Pen, pen.
What about soup that you buy comes in a can made out of...
tin.
And a dime is worth...
10 cents.
And what would a man wear to church on Sunday?
Suit.
And if he just bought it, it'd be a brand...
brand new suit.
Do you remember the three-piece suit?
With a vest?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you kind of got some of those things going again, haven't I? Pants, coat, and a vest.
Uh-huh. Any other name for pants?
Trousers. I never use it.
What about the word breeches?
I use it kidding around. It's something I don't use very often. I never use it when I'm just there again, you know, really seriously communicating. It's pants and breeches. I might say scared the breeches off of me, but that's strictly then just, you know, what do you call it, the expression or just a, use it that way.
What about something that farmers used to wear that...
overalls?
Uh-huh. And if you went outside without your coat and you wanted it, you'd say, go inside and what me my coat.
Get me my coat.
And what it to me.
Bring it to me.
So you'd say, so then he...
got his coat.
And...
put it on.
No, and what it to me.
Oh, he got my coat and brought it to me.
And it'd say, here I have what you your coat.
Brought you your coat. You thought I was going to say brung, didn't you?
Do you hear people say that around here?
No, it's not really. I don't... brung?
Just kidding around.
Kidding around there again, but I don't know that I even use that. I've heard it, but I don't know if I've ever heard anybody using it serious like.
Uh-huh. And you say, that coat won't fit this year, but last year it...
fit?
And if you stuff a lot of things in your pockets, it makes them...
bulge?
And you say, the shirt used to fit me till I washed it and it...
shrunk?
And every shirt I've washed recently has...
shrank.
And I hope this shirt doesn't...
shrink.
And if a woman likes to put on good clothes, you'd say she likes to...
dress up.
Would you say that about a man?
Yeah, I think so.
What about if a woman likes to stand in front of the mirror and...
primp.
Okay. Anything else you say?
I don't know.
Would you say that about a man? That a man likes to primp?
I guess so. What's he doing? He's up standing in front of that mirror primping, I guess so.
Does it sound different when you say it about a man?
No, not really.
What would you call a man who primps a lot?
You better not put that on tape. I don't know. Man that primps a lot, I never fool around with that kind.
Do you ever hear the expression jelly bean?
No. In terms of talking about a man?
Uh-huh.
Jelly bean. I don't know. If somebody told me that guy's a jelly bean, I figure he's a sissy. That's the only... I don't think I've ever heard it used before.
Uh-huh. And something you could carry coins in would be called a...
coins?
Uh-huh. Or carry change in.
Purse?
Huh?
A purse?
And something a woman wears around her neck, a lot of...
necklace?
Or things strung up together.
Beads?
Okay, you'd call that a what of beads?
String of beads.
And something she'd wear around her wrist?
Bracelet.
And something men used to wear to hold up their pants?
Suspenders.
Any other name? Did you ever hear galluses?
No.